Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. We are poor little lambs who have lost.
Where being a black sheep is a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
Gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring,
of glory.
Everybody, happy Christmas Eve. You know, that song from David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Who would have ever thought that combination together would produce a song that I love to listen to each and every Christmas? I hope you enjoyed it too. Well, listen, tonight's going to be a little bit different because this show was pre-recorded. Why was that? Well, we did that so we didn't have to stress out tonight that we'd go spend some time with family, and also the fact that, you know, maybe a few cocktails in between all of the appetizers might make for a real interesting show. And like we said, you know, Bob and I try to protect each other. We want to make sure we don't fall too far off that ledge each and every week. But we do want to give you enough to make you a little bit dangerous out there. So hopefully tonight you're having a great time with your family. And if you're listening to this after Christmas, that's great too, because you know what? That's what it's about. It's about being able to share things with your team, with your family, with your friends, and really with yourself. So we want to make sure we help you end up 2015 on a real positive note as we gear into 2016. Man, is that hard to believe? Is anyone else out there remembers, you know, the millennium, or what did they call that even back then, 2000? What was that? That was the Y2K. Remember that, when everything was going to fall apart? And instead, nada thing, zilch. It would have been a great topic for our show back then. But tonight, we're going to talk about Christmas, Christmas Eve. We're going to talk about maybe a little bit about business, but probably not that much, because we want to share some memories instead. And what we did is I asked the other co-host of the show and a few other people to record a short, like a memory message for me. And we're going to plug them in and play them. And again, our show tonight is not going to be its normal length, but it's okay. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to what we have to do here. And, you know, the nice thing is, I can sort of predict the future of the show tonight because it's pre-recorded. So I can go back and change things, edit it, make it perfect, you know. Unlike last week when I went off the rails a little bit, you know, so I had to edit a few things out. Don't normally do that, but I felt it was necessary in the spirit of Christmas. So with that in mind, I want to make sure I get my co-host on here. But before I do that, you know, Bob and I have become such close friends. It seems like forever. And part of me says, thank goodness that I didn't know him a long time ago. I don't know if I would have been able to survive as long as I have if Bob and I hung around a whole lot more. But this last week, we had a great time. You know, we got to get together at Watkins Glen. We had a wonderful time. Nice time to sort of regroup and plan for the upcoming year and also celebrate this last year. And we did a little bit of that as well. And then he gave me a gift, which I have not opened yet. I'll probably open it and tell everybody what it is next Thursday night. You know, you don't even want to know what last year's was. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll be able to share this one. You know, but before we get into bringing Bob on, he recorded a short little clip. You know, when you find people who you consider absolutely close friends, almost like family. Well, I can't even say almost. Like family, even more so than family in some cases. But, you know, we just connect, and we have so much fun with this show. You know, one thing I like so much about the man is just the fact that he really has a caring heart. You know, and that's something that's just pretty attractive. You know, you always say law of attraction. You surround yourself with people that maybe you want to be like or people that you can learn from. Well, you know, I've learned an awful lot for Mr. Granger. Not all of it I can say on the radio, but there's a lot. There is a lot there just in a mental attitude of waking up each day, no matter how much you're in pain you are, no matter how much you're dealing with adversity, and make things happen. And that's such a gift that he gave me. He didn't have to give me a wrapped gift. He gives me a gift each and every day we talk on the phone. And thank goodness, hopefully you pick up on some of that on our radio show. But let me go ahead. I'm going to play this little Christmas memory message he had, and then I'll critique it at the end of it.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Here it is, Christmas Eve. Dave and I were talking about the fact of just having a quick Christmas story. And this is Bob Granger from Afton, where it is 58 degrees right now. Love that weather. But here goes an old story from back in the 60s. Back in the 60s, like I had mentioned before, we were a family, a medium means family, that had one major gift request, and then there was a bunch of other things. And then we always had guessing what the gift was. Well, because we had only one or two we asked for, we had a pretty good high percentage of guessing what was in the box. We always did this. It was a lot of fun. Well, my dad, he was the most brilliant guy. Oh, my gosh. But when it came to guessing, first of all, he never really wanted anything. So we had to get what we thought. And I'll never forget this one year. It was hilarious. Dad loved music, loved it, loved big band. He especially loved Sarah Vaughan and Nancy Wilson with their blues and jazz music. So I got him this album, Sarah Vaughan album, and wrapped it as an album. Now, a 33 album is what? 14 by 14 and a quarter inch thick. So what else can it be? So we gave it to Dad. Said, okay, Dad, what's this? And he labored on it. He finally thought it was handkerchiefs. And we're all rolling on the floor because, I mean, it was an album. Come on. So you should have seen when he opened up that gift. And it was a Sarah Vaughan album. First of all, his eyes lit up because he went right to the stereo. But he then, when he was walking to the stereo, he turned around and he looked at all of us, my brother, sister, myself, and my mom, and looked at all of us with this sheepish, funny grin and didn't say anything because we all knew and we all burst out laughing. That's how it was in so many of my great Christmases. I can remember and remember and remember so many great Christmases. I love the era. It was more simple. I would not want to be back in that era now, because that means I would have to sacrifice having three wonderful sons and an unbelievable family and four grandsons and things such as this. And all my friends have to sacrifice. But I'll tell you one thing. I would love to see this country go back more simple. I would love to see this country get just a little bit more family-oriented. And that's what I have to say about Christmas, everyone. I want you to enjoy your Christmas day tomorrow. I hope it's the best ever for you and your family. And I wish that 2016 is your greatest, most healthy, and financially wonderful year. Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye.
So don't you love the memories that Bob's sharing? You know, I can almost envision his dad looking at that big album. And actually, I can attest to the fact that when he wraps a present, because you know, I've got this, he usually uses newspaper, you know, and I read the newspaper, he usually has something pretty foolish, like he went out and looked for the worst newspaper to wrap it up with, almost like he's trying to subliminally send me a message before I open his gift, but I don't really read it. I may post some a little later for everybody, but we'll see. You know, but if you listen to his stories, it comes back to the simple times. You know, I'm going to share just a quick memory. This is just completely off the cuff because I understand there's categories of memories. You know, some are when you're a child yourself, and you know that's what I'm going to share right now, because the other ones get a little bit too close to my heartstrings, and you'll understand more when I play this message I received from my daughter. Oof, and I'm going to save that towards the end. But one of the things that I remember so much was the first Christmas that we had moved to Herkimer, New York. Now, you know, we'd lived in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and for those of you Green Bay Packer fans, we were there for Super Bowl I and Super Bowl II. Huh? And you know who won those? Yep, you got it. Cheeseheads. That's what we were back then. Well, I learned how to skate. I learned how to enjoy things. But we didn't have a whole lot of snow in Wisconsin. And people always said, well, why is that? And I said, well, it was too cold. You know, little did I know, I was moving to an outpost, okay? Now, I always call an outpost a place where they might have to ship in supplies because it's so cold and so snowy. Well, they moved us. And we moved to Herkimer, New York, in the Mohawk Valley. Turns out it's really the Snow Belt Valley. What does that mean? I didn't really know until the first year when everybody was riding snowmobiles downtown because it's the only way to get around. We lived up on a hill, and, you know, you couldn't get around too easily, that's for sure. And the snow just never seemed to stop. You know, it was a good thing we had antennas on our cars back then, because that way you could find the car. And this is no lie. This is back in the in 69, 68, 69, 70. And we just got hammered all the time. But one thing I remember is that, you know, we all had, you know, great little presents. And we have a tradition that we open up one gift on Christmas Eve. You know, and you get to choose one. So you choose the one that we got from your aunts and uncles, friends, you know, or your family members, and you chose that one. And actually, you probably chose that one like weeks before, and you've been sort of analyzing the shape of the box and the weight of the box and if you could sound of the box. You know, so you're trying to find a good one because you want to start that gift opening period. You want that to be pretty dramatic, you know, but let's just forget that for a while because, you know, we did that, had fun, but then we woke up that morning, and I remember waking up, and we had this bright blue Snowjet snowmobile. Now, when we first moved to Herkimer, we actually rented a farm, and it was called Sherwood Acres, and it was a glorious place. It was this beautiful old mansion. I would love to own it today, you know, the way it was, though, back then. But when we moved in there, there was a caretaker's lodge, you know, a little apartment above side the garage. And then there was a bulb house where originally, you know, again, they used to grow bulbs. Or how does that work? You know, not bulbs like electric bulbs, but, you know, the bulb, flower bulbs. And then they had, you know, barns out on the property. And then they had a hen house and a chicken coop. And, you know, it was really like a gentleman's farm. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous place. But I remember that snowmobile. And what we remember the most is that here it is. I had three brothers. Okay, so it's four boys. Imagine us there with 2-3 feet of snow, and we're all bundled up, and we're out there racing a snow jet around. And I remember Christmas Day, you know, convincing my younger brother, you know, to get on the toboggan, and then we pulled him along behind the snow jet, flying across, and of course, you're going through the fields as fast as it will go. And it wasn't a problem with the toboggan. I don't really think, though, they're designed to be whipped around in a 360-degree, you know, at full speed. You know, we found that out pretty quickly. But we found we kept doing it because we enjoyed ourselves so much. That was our Christmas day. We spent the whole day just hanging with my brothers. And then we'd go inside, and, you know, we had a nice Christmas dinner, and the presents were all over the place. And it was just festive. It was warm. And you don't realize, you know, how cold you were outside and also how much snow there was out there. That's the difference between being old and being younger. You know, back then everything was new and exciting. But I didn't realize that was just the start of the snow that I'd have to endure all the time up in New York. Maybe that's why I like to leave it occasionally. But, you know, it was such a great memory in Christmas that it still is always ingrained in my mind. Each and every year, I always think back to that one night and how the following day, hanging with my brothers out there trying to destroy each other behind this snow jet, that we just had a great time with that snowmobile. Except for the time we wedged it between the garage and a fuel pipe. It was amazing. It took us a little while to get that out of there. But we did because we were accomplished and we were motivated. And maybe that's where I got my motivation streak. We'll see, you know. But that's my Christmas story. And now let's talk about, I was going to say we're going to take like a short, you know, sponsor break. But, you know, we really don't do that. We're going to start doing that in 2016. You know, but for tonight, again, we're going to try to keep things short. But I have so many people for us to thank. We're going to share a lot of that on our New Year's Eve show or our New Year's show. I'm not sure what day. I think it falls the day before New Year's. But I want to be able to share another story from our co-host of The Morning Blend, my great friends Tom and Annie Diadone. And again, I have that little advantage that the others don't have, is that I've heard the clip, and so I get to say some things in between all that. But one thing I know about these two individuals, salt of the earth, some of the best people I've ever met in my life. I know they have a giving heart, and I know Christmas is a real special time for them and their family. I think part of that also comes the fact that, you know, Tom and Annie, they're immersed at Florentine Gardens with Christmas. If you think about owning, you know, such a beautiful party house that they have. Ari called it an auditorium one time. I know it's more of a banquet facility. I know that I'm trying to think of the exact terminology for it. You know, I always called it, you know, paradise, you know, and that always seemed to work well for me. But they have all these incredible Christmas parties there. So I know they start getting into the spirit earlier. And when I asked them, I said, just do me a short Christmas clip for our listeners. They were so happy to do that, and you're going to hear the humor. Those two, they definitely have fun together, and you'll pick up on this. So listen up.
Welcome, everyone, and Merry, Merry Christmas from Tom and Annie Diadone, and so proud to be a part of Black Sheep Radio with Dave Wilkerson, Bob Granger, and Charlie Melchner. Ho, 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 and very, very merry.
Merry Christmas to everyone. What a great night. Wishing everyone a wonderful, blessed Christmas and a healthy and happy new year. Brother Dave asked us to do a quick snippet about Christmas memories, so I'm going to pass it off to the brains of the operation.
So kind of you.
Well, it's Christmas.
You're feeling very Christmas, I can tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because normally you'd be hogging the mic.
Well, let me give it over to you.
Oh, I am so blessed this Christmas. So, folks, we like to fool around. A lot of banter back and forth. Anyway, you know, what a great... When Dave sends a message to us to please, you know, share your greatest Christmas memory... First of all, that in itself is such a blessing, because sometimes it's great to just stop and think about something like this, right? You're a great memory, and we often don't take the time to do so. So thank you, Dave, for making us, you know, for allowing us to be conscious of this and to sort of throw us back to my youth. For Tom, it could probably be the first Christmas he shared with me, but I'll let him share that. In all honesty. So, you know, my most favorite Christmas, it's actually every Christmas growing up as a child, and it's not one specific. And why I say that is because both my parents were very hardworking individuals, and they worked a lot. They were often like two shifts passing. Other than on weekends, we were sort of always chaotic and broken up, and I had caretakers. But there wasn't There wasn't a parent home for me after school. And I always, always, always remember the warmth of Christmas Eve in my household because both my mom and dad were home and we were all together and the kitchen was buzzing, food was being prepared and baking was being done and there were voices and laughter and, you know, it just, I felt warm all over because that was what a home was supposed to be. And unfortunately, I didn't have that, you know, Monday through Friday. And on weekends, quite often, you know, we would eat out or whatnot. It was just a different feeling. And I felt so blessed that night, every single Christmas Eve night, to be able to go to bed as a little child, to experience that, these sounds and the smell and the warmth, coupled with, of course, the anticipation of Santa Claus coming that night. And my mother always helping me put cookies on a plate and a glass of milk. And that, to me, is my utmost favorite Christmas memory because it was just the feeling of it. There was no gift in the world. Now, obviously, in retrospect, right, but as a child, of course, every single gift was to be treasured, but now in retrospect, there was not a gift in the world that could have been put under that tree that would ever hold a candle to the way that those Christmas Eves felt for me. And there was mass, and it was just tradition, and it was warm, and I cannot thank both my parents enough for giving me that, giving me that feeling, and I also remember vowing that I would never leave my children and go to work because my mom was always working, right? And someone else was there to take care of me. And I'm blessed to have been able to stay home with them and juggle, now that they're a little older, a few different things. But that's a whole other show, isn't it? And I'm grateful for your support, too. Thank you for your help, and thank you for being a great husband. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. That was, that's emotional. Coming from European parents, as you did, my father was very, very realistic. And Santa Claus or Babbo Natale didn't really exist in my house like the rest of America. You know, I think at 5 years old, I realized the truth. And hopefully no children are listening to this, so turn it off if you are. But I guess the great thing about Christmas was the same thing. We had family over, and you know, it was simple. You know, we didn't come from a lot of money, and they were hardworking people. And you know, a couple of times they bought a fresh tree, and my father said, "Why do you want to waste that money every year on buying a tree when you can buy an artificial one and use it over and over again?" And you know, I came from a practical world. And the things that I remember was that my cousins that were Americanized, they brought me the gag gifts, the racing cars, and you know, the whirly burlies and whatever the heck it was called. And my parents bought me stuff like a typewriter or a recorder, anything that was practical. European people in my world was always have been practical, never that ostentatious. And you know, I remember when we got married and your cousin came from Austria, and he said, you know, and I love America, and I'm not talking about it, but he goes, you know, Americans are wasteful. We're wasteful.
Yeah.
We are. We just spend money like it's like water. And he was like, you know, we always do things and we think about before we do it. And what I told him is we have such a great economy. It's because we spend that money and you guys don't. But they have a lot more money in the bank than we do. But, you know, my thoughts is just being around family and being around people that you don't see all year round. And having that time, you know, Christmas Eve, we'd have 50, 60 people come over. It was huge in that respect. But love Christmas, one of the best times of the year. And hopefully everybody just keeps the meaning. It's not about the gifts. It's not about how much you spend. And it's not about all that. It's about keeping it simple and sharing your love and affection to people that you see every day and the people that you see once a year. Just keep it simple. That's the best time of the year. Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless. Have a healthy and happy new year. Bob and Dave, thanks again. Charlie, Merry Christmas to all you guys, and thank you for the opportunity. We'll see you real soon. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Tom and Annie. You know, and God bless and Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. You know, you notice in a trend here, everybody, everybody talks about keeping things simple. You know, going back to the old days, going back to, you know, where you could just sit around. I mean, I remember in the living room with the fire going and the wine being poured and all the things that just come rushing back, and the moments and times I got to spend with my grandparents who are no longer with us anymore. You know, I cherish that, and I believe that each and every year there's something new that you can cherish as well. And one of those things that I really cherish is all the time that I was able to spend with my daughters. You know, going through divorce is never a fun thing. And someone who tells you that it's okay, well, they're insane. You know, you need to write them off your list. They're not one of the five you want to hang around with, because it's never easy. You know, it works its way towards easy, but it never starts out easy. But one thing it did for me is I'm really close with my daughters. And I think it's because we spent so much dedicated time together that, you know, if honestly, if I had been married, you know, chances are good that would have relied more on their mother, you know, versus me. I'd be out doing things and building an empire instead of spending all that quality time with my daughters. So I'm thankful for that. And one of the things that came up, you know, this week is that I just mentioned to my daughter, I told her, I said, you know, if you want to go ahead and give me a little recording of your favorite memory, I'd be more than happy to plug it into the show. Boy, I wasn't expecting what I got. And actually it took me 3 or 4 hours to be able to call her back after, because, you know, for those of you who don't know, it was 2 years ago. It was on the 24th, 2 years ago, that I was in the hospital with heart failure. And things weren't good. And I don't always share how bad things were, but, you know, I was pretty much told that things were really bad and there was not a whole lot that they could do based on the condition I had, you know, with the way the heart was so out of shape and the valve was leaking and floppy and all the bad stuff. But, you know, I pushed that aside because I just sort of decided that, you know, my time wasn't up. And in between all of that, you know, I was up in Hershey. My daughters live down in Charlotte. And, you know, I'm always connected to them. And I'm always, again, the macho guy saying, oh, no, I'm fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. I don't want you to go through any effort or whatnot. But I'm going to go ahead and play the clip that my daughter did, and then I'll just talk a little bit of it after, and then we'll wrap the show up because I'll probably be a mess after hearing it again. So hold tight. This is my daughter, Jody. I refer to her as Jody-O, like Jody-O Drive or Rodeo Drive. There's a long story behind that. She calls me Daddy-O all the time, so we got a great relationship, and I think you'll pick that up in this little clip.
Wow, Daddy-O, you really hit home with this one. What is my favorite Christmas memory? Good question. I can't choose just one. I've had so many great Christmases, and you're one to thank for that. I remember when I was younger going to Grandma Joyce's house and sitting in the family room with all my cousins and my aunts and uncles and grandparents. It was the best feeling of life. I was just surrounded by family. Or going to Grandma Booth's house and having everyone around. I can remember the smells, the laughter. Everything about it was just amazing. But one Christmas that I will never forget is 2 years ago. I surprised you in the hospital. It was one of the scariest moments of my life. I wasn't sure what I was going to be walking into, but when I saw the look on your face, I knew that it was the right choice to be there for you. And it was probably one of the best Christmases to see your face when you weren't expecting it. And when you were in a time of need, I was able to be there for you. I will never forget the look on your face when I walked into the hospital room. it was a day of release, knowing that you were okay, and a day of joy, knowing that I knew you needed me there. So, Daddy-O, even though it wasn't a great moment in your life, it meant a lot for me to be there for you, and I will never forget that. So, in spite of everything, Christmas means family. The memories, it's all about family, whether, you know, we're together or not. We're still thinking of each other. We're still wishing each other a Merry Christmas. We're still there with each other regardless, whether it's through social media or just a phone call or even just thinking of each other. We know that we'll always be there for each other. So my favorite memory is being able to spend it with family, whether it's physically or not. The memory of family. Love you, Dad.
So needless to say, I was a little bit of a mess after hearing that because I didn't expect that. Yeah, I really didn't. And I also didn't know the impact it had on her. I know that both the daughters had wanted to come up and, Jody was able to hop on an airplane and get up there to spend Christmas Day with me in the hospital. Boy, is that joyful, you know. But I guess there is there's a lot of positives behind a lot of negatives, you know, so you have to keep that in mind at all times. You know, everybody, it's been a great night. You know, we want to make sure that you get to go out and hang with your family if you're listening right now. And that's okay, you know, because I'm sure my great friend Bob Granger is listening. And Charlie, I know he's with his family. I told him, I gave him a little of a break. I said, Charlie, I don't need a clip from you. I said, just what do you really say? And he said, well, just wish everybody a Merry Christmas from the Melchner family. So consider yourself married from Charlie and Glenn. So from all of us here at Two Black Sheep Radio Network, we'd like to wish all of you a very merry, merry Christmas. And don't worry about the Happy New Year part, because we're gonna come back. You're going to hear from us again. But just make sure you enjoy yourself on Christmas Day by creating great memories for you and your family that maybe you could share next year on the radio with us, because we will continue with this, because there's a couple of things you got to remember, especially during this Christmas time. You just think that those are reindeer that are pulling Santa's sleigh. They're actually a bunch of black sheep, because you know why? Because they get the job done. They don't take no for an answer. And you know what? It's a little warm out there right now. So, you know, maybe we're better suited, because after all, remember this, being a black sheep is not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. Merry Christmas to everybody. See you later. Bye bye.
And what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is.